Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our queen and governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may, above all things, seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all those who put their trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in the keeping of your commandments, we may please you both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
Amen.
Today's reading is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, beginning at the first verse. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So together we affirm our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Our reading is taken from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus went up the side of a mountain in Galilee and taught his disciples. Now I am bringing you a sermon on his sermon. And it still has great power to move us and inspire us today. Three things will strike anyone reading or listening to the Sermon on the Mount, whether that's 2,000 years ago or today. Firstly, Jesus spoke with authority. He didn't just quote words that had been used before in the ancient books of the law or in the words of the Lord spoken through the prophets. He spoke his own mind. He could do that because his mind was the mind of God. He was laying down the law, laying it down afresh. And that's how we should receive it. We don't have to make up our own minds. He has made their minds up for us. We're not expected to criticize his teaching, to ask whether we like it or agree with it. We simply have to accept it and do our best to obey. That's the first thing we learn from the Sermon on the Mount. But secondly, it's striking how difficult Jesus' teaching is to obey, how high a standard he has set. There are no compromises, no half measures. One immediate reaction may be that this is hard for the saints, hard for the angels, and it's certainly too hard for us. He wants us to be like God. He says so in so many words. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So we'll never be able to say that we are good enough. As St. John says in his first letter, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We're all in need of forgiveness, and it's good that we should recognise that need. And thirdly, the sermon is about hope. It's about the coming of the kingdom of God. It looks forward to a day of judgment when virtue will be rewarded and vice will be condemned. Because God is ultimately in control, however wicked the world as we know it now may be. If we endure to the end, all will yet be well. There will be a day of judgment, but it will be a day of mercy as well. We can't know when that day will be, nor even what form it will take. Maybe political, the overthrow of unjust rule and the establishment of a lasting peace. But it may also be much more profound than that, an end to the laws of nature which lead to suffering and death. And even now, the kingdom of heaven is at work in our hearts. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. An almighty and loving God will ensure that in one way or another, the world is heading towards a happy ending. The Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes or blessings of our reading. They form a kind of preface or overture to the sermon. Blessed are the poor, the sad, the humble, the merciful and the pure, those who make peace, and those who suffer persecution. And these verses anticipate some of the main themes of the sermon. They provide us with material for many more sermons, far more than I have time to preach today. I'll just stick with the first verse.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There are many passages in both the Old and the New Testaments which speak of God's love for the poor. In Psalm 113, for example, we have, "He raises the poor from the dust and the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes, with the princes of his people." And in the New Testament, in Luke's Gospel, we have the words from Mary's song called the Magnificat. "He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty." Jesus himself, quoting from the prophet Isaiah, said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news for the poor." But does good news for the poor necessarily mean bad news for the rich? It would seem so from one passage in Luke's Gospel. It is a passage, actually, very like the Beatitudes in Matthew's Gospel, rather like, but not quite the same. In Luke's Gospel, Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied." And this is then set alongside, "But woe to you who are rich, for you have already received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry." This does sound like a very clear condemnation of those of us who enjoy a good standard of living. Put crudely, the poor can expect to go to heaven, while the rich are in danger of going to hell. The message from the sermon in Matthew's Gospel, which is our text today, is not quite the same. If you remember, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And we'll have to ask, what actually is meant by being poor in spirit? It may help to look at a different translation of this verse. And one which is strikingly different is in the New English Bible, which was widely used in the Church of England in the 60s and 70s. So for the first verse of the Beatitudes we read, "How blessed are those who know their need of God, the kingdom of heaven is theirs." They know their need of God, and the kingdom of heaven is theirs. It all depends on the precise meaning of the Greek word for poverty. It can just mean being short of material welfare, but its essential meaning is that it's about begging, and that could be begging for gifts of any kind. This suggests that poverty in spirit could mean a longing for true spiritual wealth, as against the material wealth, which is passing and unreal. The poor, then, in spirit, are blessed because they know that material wealth would not make them happy. The blessing is then for those who gladly accept worldly poverty, or even choose it, because worldly wealth is of little worth and will perish soon. So they are the ones who will have treasure in heaven. Well, whichever translation we use, the message ends up much the same. It's better for us to be poor than it is for us to be rich. Better to be poor than rich. That's what Jesus was saying to his disciples, and it's what he's still saying to us today. It is a simple and shocking message which echoes through the pages of Scripture. Good news for the poor. As disciples of Jesus, we should accept his teaching even when it seems hard and challenging. And that means that we must reject some of the values that shape the society in which we live. Sometimes we'll find ourselves in a small minority. For instance, we will admire humility when most people admire self-confidence and ambition. And we'll admire mercy when most people probably demand justice. We'll admire trust when most people would recommend suspicion or doubt. And we will be content with poverty when most people would seek to be rich. The Sermon on the Mount ends with several passages about putting the teaching of Jesus into practice. We warned against teachers who claim to follow Jesus, but whose behaviour proves that they don't. We warned that not everyone who says that Jesus is Lord is a true follower of his. The test of discipleship is in deeds, not in words. So we pray for God's kingdom to come, and we should do our best to live by the values of that kingdom now. Our faith should be reflected in our behaviour as well as in our prayers. It should be evident in the use we make of our wealth, our time and our abilities. We need to reflect on how much our faith determines how we lead our lives. Clearly, the Sermon on the Mount is calling us to be generous, to give away the wealth that is doing us no good. If we say that the poor are blessed, we should not at the same time seek ourselves to become rich. Well, this is how Jesus ends his Sermon on the Mount. Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine but does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind beat and blew against that house. It fell with a great crash. Don't think I can add anything more to that. We've been given a promise and also a warning. May we draw comfort from the prophets, from the promise, and may we also heed the warning. Amen.
If you would like, as a mark of discipleship, to make a donation to support the ministry of this church, you are able to do so via our website. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Father, all things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Let us pray for the whole state of Christchurch Militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle hast taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all people, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and specially thy servant Elizabeth, our queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And in a moment of silence, we lift up before God those he has particularly laid on our heart. And We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants, departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good example, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen.
Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith. And take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto our Lord God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
And so we pray together the prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us.
Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. When the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.
O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for thee, preserve thy body and soul into everlasting life. Take and eat this, in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart, by faith, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this, in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful.
Amen.
As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end.
Amen.
Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.